Stories for Creepy Kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Calla.
This story is called The Red-Eyed Principal, inspired by our friend Rockwell, age 7. Sally always hated her teacher, Bobby. He would always scream at her and tell her to do her homework and make her life miserable. One night, Sally decided she had enough and she was going to prank the teachers. She set up everything to make sure that she wouldn't get caught in the act. As Sally made her way down the deserted hallways, she sensed the sensation of fear and excitement. The school was eerily quiet. She could only hear the sound of her heart beat faster and faster. She knew she had to be careful. Last thing she wanted was to run into that goober principal. That man was a regular Frankenstein. But as she turned a corner, she saw something that made her blood run cold. She went around the corner, and she saw before her the principal with blood all over him and glowing red eyes. Sally froze. She felt like she was asleep in a nightmare, and she couldn't wake up. The principal stared at Sally with glowing red eyes. His expression was unreadable. Sally tried to run, but her feet were like glued into the ground.
What are you? Sally managed to say in a whisper.
The principal didn't answer. Instead, he slowly walked towards her, his glowing red eyes fixed on her.
The principal got closer and closer and suddenly stopped. Right in front of Sally was a strange expression on his face.
You're not supposed to be here.
He said, his voice deep and menacing.
Sally tried to speak, but no words were coming out. Her heart was beating faster and faster. She felt like she was suffocating, like the air around her was getting thicker and thicker.
The principal stared at her for a few more minutes and then turned around and walked away.
She watched him go and she was more scared than she had ever been in her entire life.
But her legs finally became unfrozen, and she turned and ran. As she made her way back to the entrance, she felt like something was terribly wrong. Sally felt like she was being watched as she was going home. She quickened her pace, desperate to get home and away from the school. But as she went outside, something terrified her. She saw all the teachers standing outside with their glowing red eyes. Sally felt like she was going to faint, unable to process how she was feeling.
Welcome, Sally.
One of the teachers said, their voice cold and emotionless. Sally tried to run, but it was too late. The teachers already surrounded her, their red eyes glowing in the darkness. Sally saw the teachers morph into their true forms. They were aliens from a different planet trying to conquer Earth. The principal, their leader, had chosen the school for their base of operations. He stood before Sally.
It's time,
he said without emotion.
It's time to get down and boogie-woogie.
With that, the aliens started dancing. They didn't come to Earth to conquer it. They came to dance.
Terrifying Kale.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our other socials for more content. and buy your book by searching Scary Stories for Creepy Kids on Amazon. Also, send us your own scary stories and we might include it on a future episode. Email us at scarystoriesforcreepykids@gmail.com. Peace out! Bye!
We're back!
And listen to this. We just published our second book of short and spooky with a side of silly stories called More Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. We've also included our original artwork and even several gruesomely delicious recipes and hideously hysterical games to play.
Buy our book at searching Scary Stories for Creepy Kids on Amazon today!
Peace out! Bye!
The teacher's glowing red eyes glowing in the dark.